The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
Begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have been discussing the advice that our beloved Prophet had given to our first Imam alayhi salam. We said the reason of highlighting this advice was, number one, it was something which was important to the Prophet, and we said from the wordings of this hadith we can make it out that it was something the Prophet wanted to be continued, a sunnah of his that he wanted to be continued, and he trusted it to the person who he knew would not let him down. And that was our first Imam. In a sense, if it was important to the Prophet, it was important to us. And we said the second reason why is because I found these to be extremely practical. Yeah, extremely practical. So the first was, don't lie. How much more simple can we get than that? Just don't lie. Yeah. The second one was, don't sin. Yeah. That any sin, avoid that. And to avoid those things in particular that will distance me from God. So the more we are, the more purer our hearts become, we find that sin in itself is not that which distances me from God, but anything, if misused, even if it be permissible, can distance me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we are more cautious about those. He says, وَالثَّالِثَ الْخَوْفُ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ ذِكْرُهُ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. He says, the third is to fear, have khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the type of khawf as if you see Him. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. You know, the concept of fear in Islam is important, but it has to be understood from the context of balance, right? There was a time when we were taught to fear God, and a lot of times Islam gets that representation that we are a religion that practices fear, right? There was a study, I remember doing this at Jum'ah too, this was about 7 or 8 years ago from Harvard. And you can even Google this, because I Googled it recently as well, that compared the Bible and the Quran to see which one is more, which scripture talks about mercy more. And they concluded that the Quran is far more preaching mercy than the Bible is. Yeah? But this is not something that Islam gets credit for, right? The general people, and this is partly due to the fact that some of the actions of Muslims are promoting this negative viewpoint. But as a whole, this is something that Islam has been labeled with from the very beginning. Islam spread by the sword. Not true, right? That Islam continues to preach these type of things. Not true. But the fact is that fear is something that some of us growing up, it was instilled in us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we find the opposite. Many scholars today preach the absolute love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kind of love that's not just limited to believers even, rather this love is open to everyone. No one doubts the love of God, right? But at the same time, what is expected from a believer is balance. A balance between love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I find that this fear is important, right? Because, like, I was trying to give an analogy that worked. You know, like, I find that love and hope are like the, maybe the engine or the gas of a car or the oil of the car. It's what makes the car run. We have desire to work towards God because we hope for paradise. Yeah, we have desire to work towards God because we have hope that He will forgive our mistakes. And so hope and love is powerful, right? It functions as properly. But I think fear is the gas pedal and the brake pedal, to be quite honest. Right? Fear of something may make us act more quickly, and so we hit the gas. Like, I fear that I may die soon, so let me do as much khairat as possible, for example. or I fear that a particular action will get me the wrath of God, so I hit the brakes and I don't do that. We need both of these, right? And when you look at our traditions, we find that this idea of having a balance between hope and fear is what is expected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith narrated by our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, he says that in the advice given by Luqman to his son, he says to his son, khafillah azza wa jal khifatan, that fear Allah with such a fear, law ji'tahu bi birri thaqalain la'adhabaka, that if you were to come with every goodness that the thaqalain does, yeah, then this is who? The jinn and the ins, the man and the jinn. That if you were to come with every good that all of the creation of God have done, that God would still punish you. Have that type of fear. But he says at the same time, warjullaha raja'an, but have such hope in Allah, have such love in Allah, law ji'tahu bi dhunubi thaqalain la rahimtak. That if you were to come with every sin that mankind has ever committed, he would still be merciful towards you. Yeah, there's a balance, right? There's a balance that is expected in our actions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't take God for granted, nor should I ever think that God would not forgive me. Now, how that balance is found is through practice, I think. It's found through increasing our iman. And we can talk about the importance of that balance, but we want to come back to this particular advice. The advice of the Prophet here is to fear God. And so we're going to talk about the importance or how to fear God, especially if we relate this particular advice to the second advice, which was don't sin. Don't sin, God, don't sin. Why? Because you need to fear Allah. Yeah. And so if you link these two together, we see why the Prophet doesn't talk about hope in this tradition. He talks about fear. And as I said, fear is that which motivates us to act. We have to fear God, you know. And I'm sorry for giving these same stale examples, but they're not really stale, right? In the sense that I think it resonates. It resonates with me. The fact that I can do things which are haram and not worry means I completely don't fear God, yeah? Like, we would never do that with one of us, right? Like, I would never mistreat you like that. But the fact that we do that with God means that I don't fear. There's no component of fear, because fear would make us act. And so the Prophet tells us to fear Allah. And again, fear is a product of faith. Yeah, there's no doubt. The more faith we have, the more fear we will get of Allah. But it's not a fear of God as God, right? It's a fear of being distant to God, that my actions will cause me to be distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more faith I have, that will be a driving motivation for me not to sin, because I don't want to be distant from God. I've worked my entire life to seek closeness to God. I don't want to do anything that will distance me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I do believe that that's like a secondary or a tertiary form of fear that comes with a tremendous amount of faith. The primary fear that we should have is of our actions, our negative actions. We don't need to fear God if I don't do anything wrong. You understand? Like, if I don't do anything wrong, I don't have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I have to keep in mind that it's my actions that bring about the wrath of God. And that's something I should fear. I should fear the wrath of God. It's not something that I think I can handle. I hear this, like, sometimes people joke. It's a joke. I understand it's a joke. You know, they say that I'm a Shia, I will get to heaven, maybe a detour through hell, they say. Yeah? And you're like, man, you're pretty confident you can handle hell, huh? Like, we can't handle hell, you know? Like, we can't even handle, like, a moment of it, right? Like, there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, where he says, you know, like, I am patient, and I'm paraphrasing what the Imam says, but he says, I am patient over fulfilling the obligations of God and to stay away from things which He has forbidden in this world, because it takes a lot of patience to stay away from these things. He says, because I have found it is easier to be patient over this now than it will be to be patient over the punishment of Allah in the hereafter. Yeah? That even for a minute, we can't handle that, right? We shouldn't think ever that we can handle it.
I've been waiting, I've been hurting, 'cause I've been falling, I need your help. My heart is breaking, so tired of crying. Lord, I'm calling, I need your help. I'll stop it all off. Forgive me, oh Lord.